I'm gonna put one here. This is the Bolin Creek Trail. Mm-hmm. I think that would connect together.
Roughly a dozen community members huddled around tables at the Hargraves Community Center Wednesday evening. In small groups, they put stickers onto a big map of the J Branch Rail Line and its route through Orange County, as well as wrote sticky notes of their priorities and preferences for what the corridor could be used for if the railroad tracks were no longer active.
The school's proximity to the rail trail is huge.
Kinzer Hurt was one of those people, sharing important connection points on the map and saying he would regularly walk the corridor as a greenway or trail if possible. Hurt said he heard about the workshop and upcoming study thanks to a Facebook group that tracks local trains and explores railroads.
A lot of people really like this branch because it's super scenic, it's an interesting operation. Some people saw this and thought, oh my god, they're going to get rid of the railroad. But as a landscape architect, I know it's feasibility, it's a long way away. There's plenty of opportunities for really cool stuff to happen here.
Some examples people shared were having a rare north-south connection for bicycles and alternative transportation, running as far south as Chapel Hill's West Cameron Avenue and as far north as the Brumley Nature Preserve. Others went as far as wondering whether the railroad could be used for passenger rail, a new bus line, or simply left for walks through nature. The ongoing feasibility study is meant to explore all of those options. Conducted by the Triangle West Transportation Planning Organization, the effort is a partnership with all the local governments, UNC, and the consultant firm VHB. Having been underway since last November, the study's goal is to gather data both from the site and from the community to inform what's not only possible, but desired in the corridor beyond its current use as freight rail. David Miller is the project manager for Triangle West TPO.
This project is regional in nature. It goes from Chapel Hill, Carrboro to the edge of Orange County. And so our partners reached out to us. Since our focus is regional transportation, we're uniquely positioned to lead such a study. And so that's what we're doing here.
Because the rail line runs right through downtown Carrboro, turning the tracks into a greenway corridor could significantly improve the town's connection to other areas of Orange County.
Well, I think it could be very transformative.
That's Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi.
And also would help to meet climate action goals that we have here in the town of Carrboro, and Chapel Hill has them too, as well as the county. It's good to have our ducks in a row, you know, when the time comes. We don't know when that will be. That is in UNC's court.
Nothing can actually happen to the railroad until UNC stops relying on it for delivery of solid fuel to its cogeneration plant along West Cameron Avenue. While UNC's Sustainable Carolina team reports it is weaning itself off coal and is seeking alternative fuel sources, there's no immediate timeline for no longer needing the railroad. UNC Director of Local Relations Ivy Taylor attended Wednesday's workshop and confirmed that detail, saying the feasibility study does not impact the university's energy planning, nor increase its desire to find a different solution for powering campus.
I think there's already a parallel track, to use a bad metaphor, there's already a parallel track that has its own sense of urgency, but it's a great opportunity for us as a university to engage with folks in our own backyard and figure out what folks would like to see in the community.
Miller said to get even more of a campus perspective, the Triangle West TPO is planning to hold several pop-up events at UNC in August to survey students and add feedback on the potential for a rail trail. Before that, all community members can fill out the online survey about preferred options and visions for the site. A final in-person workshop will also be held at Morris Grove Elementary School on August 1st. Miller said,
this project could impact not only folks who live right along the corridor, but nearby. So we want folks to come out and share their concerns, share their thoughts, everything that'll help us with our planning process to plan for the community which this line runs through. So we hope everybody comes out.
To see the map of the J Branch Rail Line and get links to the feasibility study's online survey, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.